In our climate of complete isolation and separation, it's kind of hard to remember that just a few months ago, 90,000 people gathered together with no social distancing in MetLife Stadium for the Siyum HaShas. Now, to be fair, the Siyum HaShas is a misnomer. The Daf Yomi did not really complete Shas. The term Shas really refers to Shisha Sidre, the six orders of Mishnayos, and Talmud Bavli did not cover Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Daf Yomi made a Siyum in Talmud Bavli. But they didn't cover at least two out of the six orders of Mishnayos. The first Seder Zerayim deals with agricultural mitzvahs like Truma and Meiser and Shemitah, and that wasn't applicable in Chutz Laretz and Bavel. And that's why there's no Talmud Bavli on most Mesechtos and Zerayim, except for Brachos, which is very relevant. And the last of the orders of Mishnayos is Taharos, which also wasn't so relevant in Chutz Laretz. The laws of purity, laws of Paraduma, the laws of going to the mikvah, not so relevant in Bavel, and so we only have Talmud Bavli on Nida in Taharos. But if that's the criteria, it's hard to understand why there is Talmud Bavli on Seder Kadshim, which deals all about Karbonos. Karbonos also were not relevant in Chutz Laretz, and yet Talmud Bavli is extensive on Kadshim, with Zvachim and Menachos, animal Karbonos, flower Karbonos, Bechors, all types of Karbonos. Talmud Bavli is extensive on that section of Mishnayos. But why? Wasn't relevant in Chutz Laretz. They could have spared Daf Yomi so many difficult sugyas at 5 o'clock in the morning and shaved a year off of the Siyum HaShas, or Siyum HaTalmud Bavli. So why did they have Talmud Bavli on Kadshim? Rav Soloveitchik discussed this question in the context of Sefer Vayikra. So Sefer Vayikra is literally the middle of the five Chumashim, and perhaps that reflects its centrality in the Torah. As I wrote about yesterday in the email, Karbanos represent our avoda, our working relationship with Hashem, our ability to work hard and develop a kurva, a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that relationship is so central that even when we can't technically fulfill or literally fulfill the avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal found a way to keep it alive. Some semblance of avoda that we can keep alive in Galus. And first and foremost was about Talmud Torah, to learn about Karbanos. At the end of Benachos, Chazal have a drasha that one who learns about the Karbanos is as if he brought the Karbanos. Chazal have no such drasha about learning Zrayim or learning Taharos. It's just by Karbanos. To learn about them, to have extensive Talmud Bavli is a way to keep it alive, is a way to keep the relationship going. Even without a Mizbeach, or perhaps especially when there's no Mizbeach, it's extremely important to keep learning about the things that talk about how to develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi and Tosfos, they write as extensively on Talmud Bavli of Menachos and Zvachim as they do on Shabbos and Arvei Pesachim. The laws of Shabbos, the laws of Pesach. They also write about the laws of Chatas and Ola. And it's not just learning, it's also in davening as well. Karbonos play an important role. We mentioned Karbonos in davening, and in fact, the entire institution of davening. Our tefillahs were patterned after the Karbonos. There is one opinion in Maseches Brachos and Daf Chavav that says that maybe tefillos were patterned after the avos. But the Gemara concludes that even according to that opinion, Karbanos played an important role in establishing tefillos musaf. And at least the times for each karban are certainly patterned after, the times for each tefillah are patterned after the Karbanos. The role of Kadshim, the role of Sefer Vayikra, is so critical that we do whatever we can to keep some semblance of them alive. This is very similar to the concept known as Zecher LeMikdash. In the fourth parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnayos go through a series of takanos that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the chief rabbi, instituted right after the Churban HaBeis HaMikdash. He was worried that people would forget all about the Beis HaMikdash, all about the Avoda, and therefore relating to Lulav, relating to Shofar, relating to the Karban Omer, he made so many takanos that kept alive people's memory of what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. You can imagine that not everybody at that time would have agreed with his decision to institute Zecher LeMikdash. And they could have had opposite reasons for disagreeing. Some may have felt that, no, this is not going to be a long galus, and who could possibly forget about the Beis HaMikdash and the Avoda? We're not going to forget about it. We'll be fine until it's rebuilt. Others may have been much more pessimistic, and they would have felt, who knows how long this galus is going to last for? Does it even pay to keep alive some semblance, some imitation of the avoda, or the mitzvos in the mikdash? Is it really going to help? Don't bother. But if such objections existed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ignored them. And history proves he was right. It was a much longer galus than anyone could have anticipated. And despite that long galus, we have still maintained an appreciation for the Beis HaMikdash. We're still mitzapim liyeshua. We still daven for Boni Yerushalayim. We still mention karbanos and davening. And we still daven. And we still go to our mikdash ma'at. We still have our recreations of the Beis HaMikdash so many thousands of years later. It worked. Sefer Vayikra and all of our avoda has been preserved in some way. But now we find ourselves in a new crisis. The loss of our mikdash ma'at. And now we've lost our ability to do our avoda in our shuls. And we don't know how long this galus is going to last for. We have to wonder, after it's over, after weeks of not davening in shul, is it going to be hard to go back? After weeks of not wearing our regular davening or Shabbos clothes, is it going to be hard to put them on again? After weeks and weeks of Shabbosim, of not hearing the laning or not having the haftarah, is it going to be hard to go to shul and listen to them again? Perhaps at this time it would be appropriate to institute some more zecher lemikdash, or zecher lemikdash ma'at, a zecher for our shuls, a way to keep alive the avoda that we're not doing in shul, just a semblance, an imitation version, just to keep it going until we can get it back. Now many might feel like it's not necessary. We're not going to forget about shul. And hopefully this is not going to last so long anyway. Okay, but hindsight proves that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was correct. It was very critical what he did to keep alive the zecher of the mikdash, keeping the yearning for the Beis HaMikdash for thousands of years. And therefore, perhaps it's appropriate for, wherever possible, to institute some sort of ways to keep alive what we used to do in shul that we can't do right now. I'll give you a few examples I thought of. Maybe there's dozens more out there. Perhaps, if possible, we could have a set place in our house where we could daven. Not always possible, but if there's a quiet area, a place where we can go to shul, when, now that I'm davening, I know where I'm going to go. A set place in my house where I daven. Or to get dressed for davening, just like I used to do when I went to shul, to put on my shoes, to button my shirt, to dress in a way like I used to when I was in my mikdash ma'at. On Shabbos, to wear my Shabbos clothes. No one's going to see me. We're not having any groups, but it's Shabbos still. We're not going to have laning, but I can still read the parsha out of the Chumash. I can read the Haftarah. I can keep this going until we have a Sefer Torah again. When it comes to davening, to sing Lechadodi, to sing Keladon, we should use the same tunes that we sing in Shul. When we're davening Halal on Pesach, when we're doing the Nitzach of Shabbos Mincha, Shalosh Regalim, we can keep alive our memory, we can keep alive our connection to our Shuls by some imitation, some semblance of our Avodah. The avoda is so central to our Torah and our Judaism that in the absence of it, we have to find something just to keep it going. Like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did about Zecher LeMikdash, we can institute for ourselves as a Zecher LeMikdash Ma'at. Hashem should help us to continue to keep the memory of our shuls and our kehilas alive, and that these Zechers, or Zechers, whatever, that these Zecher LeMikdashes should carry us over to a time when we could finally go back to our shuls and ultimately to the Beis HaMikdash. Good Shabbos.